The chamber's voice could be loud and persuasive when the legislature votes next month on a casino enabling bill that could authorize at least three multi-billion dollar casino complexes. Chamber President Barry Johnson says its position will be announced a week before the legislature convenes, but now it must be diligent.
I think we want to hear all sides of the issues and know what it is that really the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And there were some of each of those three at Monday's forum that brought about 100 residents and business people to a hotel ballroom in Miami's Omni area. The good? Here's former Congressman Lincoln Diaz-Balart, now a lobbyist for a major gambling player, the Genting Group.
They will augment our economic development plan. They will create jobs, but they're not going to change our brand.
The brand addresses a widespread concern that a proliferation of casinos would corrupt South Florida's image as a family-friendly tourism destination. Describing herself as a disinterested citizen, Gloria Romero Roses got a dose of the bad when she came with direct questions for gambling supporters.
You posed direct questions. Did you get direct answers to them?
Not really.
Roses wanted to know where in the state's planning are the opportunities for students to learn professions and contribute to the economy.
When you have gaming and gambling, however you want to call it, taking up so much oxygen in the room, when are we ever going to get to what we aspire to be?
And that left the ugly. Former Miami-Dade County Commissioner Katie Sorensen, on the opposite side of the dais from Diaz-Balart, said gambling may cause economic development and may create jobs, but the casino business model should not be forgotten.
Remember, again, how people make their money. They make it because of the losers. They make it because people have lost money. They make it because families have even more problems once the gambling problems start. Thank you very much. I appreciate the chamber.
Johnson, the chamber leader, said his group would issue its recommendation on the first Wednesday in January after boiling it all down to its binary state. Will gambling be a complement or a detriment to the community? I'm Rick Stone in Miami.